Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. Baseball: Padres open a weekend series with the Washington Nationals. Tyson Ross goes against Tanner Roark. Padres lineup, though, is really beat up. Chase Headley has a bruised foot after getting hit by a pitch. Jed Jerko, of course, has now plantar fasciitis and has had a cortisone injection. Could be headed to the disabled list. And Carlos Quentin continues to try to play, though he's obviously not 100% healthy. Meanwhile, the Padres completed the first couple of rounds of the baseball free agent draft on Thursday. They got talent, but they have to come away a little bit disappointed. They took Trey Turner, a power-hitting shortstop from North Carolina, but he's only viewed as an average defensive player. Meanwhile, they also picked up a potential big-time power hitter in the second round, Mike Geddes, a high school slugging pitcher center fielder from Georgia. Padres, though, got stung. A couple of the big bats in the collegiate ranks they want went before their 13th pick in the first round. Dodgers Colorado tonight in Los Angeles. Hyun-Jin Ryu goes against Eddie Butler. Butler's the hottest pitcher in the Rockies farm system. Rockies are really struggling. Meanwhile, Don Mattingly says he does not want to talk anymore after he dropped the hint that there are too many players on the Dodger roster with individual agendas. The Dodgers, with the 239 payroll, 31-29 on the season. Angels got beat by the Astros in Thursday baseball. Rookie George Springer had three RBIs. Halos home, White Sox tonight. Jared Weaver will get the start. Marquee games, baseball scoreboard last night. Arizona clobbered Colorado. Diamondbacks hit three home runs in that game. Snakes scored 28 runs in the last two games up at Coors Field. Miami beat Tampa again. Rays have lost 10 in a row. Fans don't support the franchise, and now in the midst of a horror losing streak, only 10,000 showed up at Tropicana Field for that game last night. Giants play, Giants win. They beat Cincinnati. San Francisco has won 11 of its last 14, and Toronto did it again. They drilled Detroit. The Blue Jays have won 19 of 23, best record in Major League Baseball. Baseball's free agent draft was yesterday, and it was a marquee day for kids who play in San Diego. Houston took the first pick, Brady Aiken, the pitcher from Cathedral Catholic. He's only the third high school pitcher ever taken with a first selection in draft history. He was 7-0 in high school this spring with 111 strikeouts and 59 innings pitched. Miami chose second, a bit of a surprise. They reached for Texas high school pitcher Tyre Kolek. White Sox picking third to Carlos Rodon, very good college pitcher from North Carolina State. The Cubs at number four took the guy the Padres wanted, Kyle Schwarber, a power-hitting catcher from the University of Indiana. Minnesota at number five took shortstop Nick Gordon from Orlando, Florida. Seattle at number six took Rancho Bernardo star outfielder Alex Jackson. He had 400 this season with 11 home runs. And then Colorado took Kyle Freeland, a pitcher from Evansville University. The Mets wound up taking Mike Conforto, a star outfielder, Oregon State. That was the other player that the Padres wanted. A couple of other baseball notes. Boston Red Sox hitting coach Greg Colburn is hospitalized in Cleveland after undergoing emergency surgery for bleeding on the brain. He's got a broken blood vessel. He's going to be out indefinitely. More trouble for ex-Padre pitcher Matt Latos. Rehab assignment shut down in the minor leagues again. Third time they've had to shut him down, this time because of a calf injury, not an elbow problem. The horrors continue on the injury front for Colorado. They lose starting pitcher Jordan Lyles, broken left hand, trying to tag a runner. Tampa Bay gets good news. Jeremy Hellickson, one of the aces of their staff who's been out all year recovering from elbow surgery, now cleared to begin a rehab assignment he will throw this weekend. Bad news for the Minnesota Twins pitcher Mike Pelfrey, who's already had elbow surgery, visiting Dr. James Andrews. He may need another operation. His career very much in jeopardy. In NBA basketball, the air conditioning broke down in pregame warmups last night in San Antonio. They never got it fixed. They had to play in 91-degree temperatures inside the arena. San Antonio wore out Miami, scoring 36 points in the fourth quarter because of the air conditioning situation. LeBron James had to leave the game multiple times with cramps and did not finish the game. Spurs lead the series 1-0. Flip Saunders, longtime coach Minnesota Timberwolves, who then became their general manager, is going back on the bench. In a bit of a surprise move, Saunders has announced he will be both GM and coach. He makes the move. They're trying to convince their star power forward, Kevin Love, the perennial all-star, to stay in Minnesota, knocked out of his contract. Oklahoma City's given a public vote of confidence to their head coach, Scott Brooks, despite the fact the Thunder got knocked out of the playoffs again. In football, a very scary story involving Titus Young, former star at Boise State, veteran wide receiver, Detroit Lions. He remains in a psychiatric hospital in Orange County. Had a mental breakdown. He's got severe bipolar problems. He's facing 11 different counts, including four felonies for breaking and entering. Reports surfaced last night that he's been in a treatment facility for at least 9 months. A judge in Indianapolis has suspended the driver's license of Colts owner Jim Irsay for one calendar year. Irsay, of course, was arrested a couple of months back, driving under the influence of drugs at $29,000 in illegal prescriptions in his vehicle at the time of the DUI arrest. He's yet to be sanctioned by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, but many think that's coming. A lot of hoopla last month when Johnny Manziel was taken as the number one pick in the draft by the Cleveland Browns, the quarterback from Texas A&M. He is really struggling. Threw three interceptions yesterday in their OTA workout. Manziel's thrown seven picks in nine workouts so far as they try to convert him from a shotgun quarterback to a quarterback under center. Another quarterback has a job. Former Notre Dame star Jimmy Clausen, who wasted away 3 years with the Carolina Panthers, just signed a free agent contract with the Chicago Bears. And in college football, George O'Leary, the outspoken coach at Central Florida, says there will be a civil war in college football if the Southeastern Conference and four other major conferences secede from the NCAA. Those schools, including them and the SEC, want to form their own Division IV and have a different set of operating rules for their football and basketball programs. O'Leary says it would be terrible for college athletics to have a different set of rules for the big-time powers and a different set of rules for everybody else. NHL hockey, Game 2, Stanley Cup playoffs, Saturday night. LA Kings try to make it two in a row. They'll go against the New York Rangers. Big NHL trade. San Jose Sharks have dealt away star defenseman Dan Boyle, a free agent. He goes to the New York Islanders. Huge weekend ahead of us in other sports. French Open tennis tournament. Rafael Nadal, Andy Murray later today in the men's semifinal. The winner moves on to face Novak Djokovic. Women's semifinal tomorrow in Paris. Maria Sharapova against a little-known Romanian. Huge weekend horse racing. Belmont Stakes late Saturday afternoon in New York. California Chrome goes for the Triple Crown. That horse will start inside, second in the 11-horse field. That race goes off at about 3:45 West Coast time on Saturday. NASCAR heads to Pocono for the 400. Jimmy Johnson leads the field there. Indianapolis, they run Saturday night, the Texas 600. Will Power, Helio Castroneves head the field. F1, Canadian Grand Prix, they run in Montreal. The big story is anybody ever going to beat Team Mercedes? Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton between them have won all six races this season. NASCAR is mourning the passing of one of the great engine builders and owners of yesteryear. Haas Ellington has passed away at the age of 79. He's the car owner who helped build the careers of Donnie and Dave Allison, Dale Jarrett, Buddy Baker, and more. And in soccer, English's World Cup soccer team, which surprisingly showed up at Miami for an exhibition game, posted a 2-2 tie with Ecuador. That game was played in horrific heat and humidity. The English side played the game down there to try to get themselves ready for what they're going to face in 10 days in Brazil. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.